As we look at the best of the best of the best, which is again our end time series being re-podcasted out right now, we're looking at things that have currently happened under, well, let's just say, the world and our own administration. I don't want to point a finger too much because it really doesn't matter who the president is. The end times are going to play out regardless. But remember this, first of all, when we talk about the end times and all of the podcast series. We cannot quote Revelation chapter 5 and on. So when you read Revelation chapter 5 through the end of Revelations, we can't quote it as if we're going to be there as followers of Christ, because we will be raptured before the tribulation, and we will not be a part of the wrath of God. So when you hear things and when people talk about verses out of Revelation, if it's after chapter 5, you can relax. And through this series, we talk about why we will be raptured before the tribulation, and that'll get covered. But what is happening currently right now that is new? Well, first of all, Israel is building an infrastructure to pipe natural gas into Europe, and this is going to infringe upon Russia and Iran, and in turn, I believe, light a fire of greed amid a time where we see this financial ruin is coming upon the world. Yes, the end times is about the tribulation and the Antichrist, but trust me, it will be fueled by the world economic crisis. When you hear news on TV or in the media, don't look at what's happening. Look beyond that. Look to see where the money is going and where the currency is dropping. Again, an example right now is the Turkish currency is tanking. And we know Turkey is anti-Israel. They've come out within the last year and said they want to attack Israel. They've called Israel basically inferior and that they could take them out at any time. So Turkey wants to align with Russia to attack Israel. And again, this is simply seen in Scripture, and now even more when you understand that the financial crisis pushes and speeds up this timeline. Look beyond the news and always look to see where the money's going. And now, let's jump into part two of the end times with the best of the best of the best. One of the misconceptions when we talk about the end times is people don't realize that Jesus is coming back twice. You realize that, right? That he's coming back twice? Yeah, there's lots of confusion on this one, but it's true. One of my all-time favorite t-shirts growing up as a kid was one that said, "Jesus is coming back, and is he pissed?" Look, I know it's crass, I know it's in your face, but for real, it's the truth. He's coming back twice, and one of those times he comes back, he's not a happy camper. And that's kind of where we're going today. Wake the faith up, Slayer. And truly, with the topic that we're covering right now, you need to wake up. It is time to slay some giants. The end is near. Where we're going today, what is the rapture? The rapture of the church. We always hear the rapture. Is the rapture coming? See, the rapture does not appear in the text of the Bible, but it does come from the Latin word rapere, I think. And it basically means rapid. It has this word rapimur, meaning we shall be caught up. The word was taken actually from the Greek verb harpazo, which means to seize, like grab, like snatch. Boom, gone, just like that. You can find it in all kinds of portions in Scripture, Acts 8:39, 2 Corinthians 12:2, and I have more in the notes, but basically, it means caught up, caught away. So God will come back, and the rapture will be him catching up the church. The church, those who know Jesus, and let me clarify this, just because you go to church doesn't mean you're the church. I mean, you have to know Christ and have a relationship with God the Father, not just because you were baptized or you do good deeds or you're a nice person. That's not the case. You have to have a relationship with Jesus to be a part of the church, and you will be caught up. But have you ever asked yourself, why the rapture? Well, first of all, as you read through Scripture, you see that it's to take us home. You go, home? What do you mean? Well, see, Earth is just a place we're visiting. You know, I'm only visiting this planet. Thank you, Larry Norman. So if you ever sometimes feel like, I just don't feel like I belong here, you don't, and that's because the Holy Spirit resides in you, and earth is not our final resting place. Also, the rapture keeps us from the wrath of God. Revelation 6:15 through 17, Isaiah 5:1 through 11, God did not appoint us to wrath. So we can comfort each other with this news that, hey, we're getting raptured. We're not going to go through the tribulation. And I know there's pre, mid, and post-tribulation. I won't cover all of those, but I am going to today talk to you about why pre-tribulation is scriptural, why I believe it, and why I don't think you can really refute it. I just heard a pastor last week say, well, read a scripture about in the middle of the tribulation, God will come back for the saints. See, that means we're still here. No, that means the people who did not take the mark of the beast are now saints, followers of God, and when the Christ comes back the second time, he will take the saints with him. So I digress. A lot of rabbits to chase. I'll try not to chase them. But why do I believe in a pre-tribulation rapture? I think scripture is very clear. We've just talked about one. Christ already took our wrath on the cross. The cost of sin and rejection of who Christ is was already absorbed by Jesus. In 1 Thessalonians 4, verses 13 through 18, it talks about how since we believe that Jesus died and rose again, even so through Jesus, God will bring with him those who have fallen asleep. For this we declare to you by a word from the Lord, that we who are alive and who are left until the coming of the Lord will not precede those who have fallen asleep. For the Lord himself will descend from heaven with a cry of command, with the voice of an archangel, and with the sound of the trumpet of God, and the dead in Christ will rise first. Then we who are alive, who are left, will be caught up together with them in the clouds to meet the Lord in the air. And so we will always be with the Lord. Therefore, encourage one another with these words. That word there, we will be caught up in the clouds. This is speaking of the rapture, not the second coming. Again, we get those confused, but of the rapture. Jesus comes not down to earth with the rapture. He actually comes to the clouds, and then poof, we all get pulled up with him. Now, if you want to read the whole verse in Luke 17, 26 through 30, it talks about how in the days of Noah and in the days of Lot, it will be the same way just before the tribulation. There will be eating and drinking and marrying and giving in marriage and business as usual. People will be relaxed and they will be caught off guard by God coming back. So here's what it's saying. Look, he always tells us to be on alert, to be prepared as followers of Christ. Be prepared that you will get raptured. Live a life that will cause you to be raptured. But he says the rest of the world who don't know Christ, it's going to be, hey, things are going well. Which means he comes before the tribulation. Because once the tribulation starts, it's not going well. In fact, Christ says that if God did not cut the time short, no one would survive. I mean, it is truly hell on earth. And so if you think that during the tribulation, you'd be like, hey, business as usual, eating, drinking, marrying. No, not at all. Same with Lot. God rescued Lot before his wrath came on Sodom and Gomorrah. God rescued Noah before his wrath came on the earth. And God will rescue us before his wrath comes on the world. And that rescue will be the rapture. Luke 21, 34 through 36. He says, pray that you may escape. The Greeks given us a strong message here. It's the rapture will happen, but pray that you, like many, will escape. Pray that you will be one of them, that you will not fall away. Look, when times are going really well, we as Christians, we get lukewarm. We fall away. We kind of relax in our walk with God. And there will be some who will walk away from their faith and unexpectedly will not be caught up in the rapture. That's why Luke says here, Jesus says in Luke, pray that you will escape. Pray that you're one of them. He's telling us, be ready. Revelations 3:10 says, I will keep you from the hour of trial. All of these verses, again and again and again, point to the fact that Jesus is coming back for the rapture, for the saints, those who follow Christ, love him, and live for him. And let me add this at the end. I know there are many, even when I was a kid, thought, well, if I don't make it in the rapture, I promise, I won't take the mark of the beast. And that way I'll still go to heaven. Here's a reality check. If you don't live for Christ now, and you think all of a sudden you're going to grow a couple and a spine and live for him during the tribulation, you are so deceived it's laughable. Because right now it's easy peasy Japanesey to live for Jesus. It's the easiest time in the world right now as Christians to live for Jesus. I know we have many, many listeners from around the world. They might disagree, but to those in the United States, it's easy. So if you can't live for Christ now, really live for Him, seek Him, read, pray, and obey every day, seek to do His will, know the Father, His will for you, be in love with Him, worship Him. If you can't do that now, you will never take a stand during the tribulation. I will take that bet any day. In fact, during the tribulation, my belief is, as you look through Scripture, those that come to Christ will mostly be the Jewish nation and those who never knew about Christ, who now all of a sudden find out, wait a second, there was a thing called prophecy, there's a thing called the Bible that talked about this. And the majority of people who don't take the mark will be those who never had anything to do with God to begin with. Most of you, you're gonna take the mark. And we will talk about the mark within the next few days because it's probably not what you think. Hey, hope you enjoyed this. This is the pre-trip part of it. We'll get deeper into it as the weeks go on. Garth Techman, David Alliance, send your questions to tdagiantslayer@gmail.com. Thank you for rating the podcast, sharing the podcast. Thank you for buying supplements. Thank you for being an all-around good person. But good doesn't get you into heaven. Until tomorrow, keep slaying giants.